And this is Mark and Brad. We're going to do a quick cast Delta. Is it Delta?
It's Delta.
It is Delta. Okay. We are in the Arrow. We're on our way back from Osh. Figured we'd have a quick chat while we're on our way back and talk about what we thought about the show. So Brad, what were your impressions?
Well, we had a really exciting departure.
Yeah, we did.
Barely made it out of the show at all. There were storms rolling through, and we got a VFR clearance to depart on runway 27. And just about the time we got the wheels up, some heavy showers hit, and we were in the middle of it. I had to just climb out through it. It was only about maybe half a mile worth of heavy showers, and came out the other side and climbed out, got north of a pretty long line of showers that are extending most of the way from central Wisconsin to Oshkosh. It's probably going to be a fairly wet day there.
So with, I have to say, it was pretty exciting. We thought we were going to be able to, you know, based on the weather we saw locally, we figured it would be a no problem. And, as we're coming heading on the tram or the to get over to the North 40, all of a sudden we see this dark line coming at us. So I figured, we got probably an hour, 10 minutes. It moved that fast. So it was exciting. We got soaked. I think, we're what, 100 miles out?
We're about 100 miles from Oshkosh right now, 100 miles, so, and 100 miles from Crystal.
And I think we might just be beginning to dry off a little bit. So it was exciting. But for the rest of the show, being my first time in Oshkosh, I had a great time. It was, several people had asked me, what was your take on it? And I thought, man, I was so overwhelmed. There's just so much to do, so much to see. So many people, so many planes, but I had an amazing time. I met a lot of people that I've been talking to for the past 4 years. Like we talked about in one of the other quick casts, I got to meet Brad and Chris and John and Larry Overstreet and his family and all the guys from other people's airplanes, and we just had a blast. Camp Bacon was beyond my expectations. We all had a great time. As far as the flight line goes, aircraft that I've only dreamt of seeing, and we had what I started to call Oshkoshisms, where, you'd see a P-51, you'd go, oh, okay, another P-51, great. Or the B-17 would be flying over, and you'd look up and go, oh, yeah, it's the B-17. Or we'd have a conversation of, wait, is that a Beach-18, or is that an Electra? And you could literally look one way, and there's a Beach-18, and look over your other shoulder, there was the Electra, and you start to compare them. I think you and I were walking down, and we were talking about the diesels, the Cessna diesels.
Right.
And as we're walking down through between all the show hangers, we're like, oh, you mean those? And they're both the 172 and the 182 diesels were sitting right there. It was... Only at Oshkosh would you see some of this stuff.
It is definitely the center of the aviation universe for that week.
So, the Thunderbirds put on a spectacular show as usual. Because of weather, we got to see both the low show on Friday and then the high show on Saturday, followed by the night air show, which I've never seen before. And I stood there in awe with Brad and Chris, and we were just, I was in awe. The Aeroshell
Blood is 279 of Golf 220.
The Aeroshell
team. 279 November Golf, Annapolis, Center.
The Aeroshell team put on a great show as usual. An amazing light show with fireworks and sparklers and all kinds of crazy stuff. Matt Youngkin blew the doors off the show, and if they had a night air show competition, he took the whole show, in my opinion.
Yeah, it was really a joy to watch. I've always enjoyed the night air show and fireworks and all that stuff. It's one of my favorite things. I really enjoyed the night one even more than the day one.
So as far as the show as a whole, what were some of the highlights for you?
For me, definitely the people. It was great to get out and see the show again and to see what's going on the show floor and all that kind of good stuff. But the best part for me is Camp Bacon. It was wonderful to see some people that I didn't know were coming. Tracy, IOP Fly Girl from Twitter, she managed to make it there, which was great. And just all sorts of folks that I wasn't really anticipating being there, but they managed to make it in, and we just had such a wonderful time being with them. I was so glad to finally meet you, Mark, and get a chance to fly with you. I think we are the only two members of the podcast who've ever flown in the same aircraft before.
We're trying to rectify that with Chris, with him being so semi-close regionally to me. So we'll try to do that. But a lot of us are talking about trying to hook up in the future for next year's show or following shows and see, you know, if we maybe we're flying as a group or who knows, you know, what the future will bring that way. One of the things that I one of the people that I really looked forward to meeting was Jason Shepard and his wife, Ashley. What an amazing guy. His wife, I finally got to hear her speak because in most of the videos she just sits there and she's quiet, but really, really nice girl. Jason is just super high energy, and I love that. It's just so contagious, and I understand why his business is just completely taking over. We did an interview. Chris and I did an interview with him, so I won't cover a lot about what we talked about there.
Minneapolis Center, Cessna 901-691, jumpers down and clear, Lake Dakota.
Cessna 691, roger. Still no traffic in the vicinity. Frequency change approved. Your discretion.
One of the fun parts of doing a quick cast while in the air.
Right.
But anyway, it was great to meet Jason and talk about his business growing, and which is spectacular. What else? It was just a lot. That would be, if I could say it that quick, it was a lot.
Yeah, it's really hard to take it in, especially your first time. You're just so overwhelmed with, here are all the things that I could see, and what am I going to pick, and how is that all going to work, and what am I missing, and oh my gosh. And you'll get your groove on over time, because I know you're going to coming back now. You've got the bug.
Absolutely.
And it'll be easier and easier to pick out the cherry pick the kinds of things that you want to see and go see them.
Yeah. Some of the highlights for me, besides the actual air show itself, actually going through the vendor area, I got to see the Icon aircraft, the A5, the first production model. I thought that thing, if I could build a stable, that would probably be maybe my third or fourth aircraft that I would have. It's definitely a fun go play. Got to go spend some money with Cirrus, which I was happy to do. Got to see the Vision jet. We saw a taxi, but we didn't get a chance to see it take off or fly. I was a little disappointed with that. Got to see the Honda jet taxi and fly. I'm really glad for them that they're finally through all of the certification process that they had to go through, because I think that they're going to do really well with that in the jet market. What else did we see?
So many that you can't even keep
straight. Absolutely. It's blur. I mean, it's only been 4 days, but it was, you know, at first I was like, oh, I got 4 days to do this, and that's a lot. And now we're flying on our way back to Crystal?
Minneapolis Crystal, yep.
So, anyway, I just wanted to do a real quick cast here, kind of put our thoughts on the recorder, and overall, in my impression, as the first timer in the group, I had an amazing time. So if any of our listeners, if you've never been to Osh, do whatever you got to do to get the time off, make your reservations, get there, because it's the homeland of general aviation. It really is. It was amazing to see everything that was there. It's well worth the ticket to get there, the ticket to get in. Basically all I can say. It was an amazing time. So I guess we could wrap this one up. Do you have any shout outs or things to say?
Just a shout out to everybody at Camp Bacon who helps to make that such a special place. Shout out to Dick Nipinski for helping get us into the show and recognizing the value of podcasting and social
Minneapolis
media.
Minneapolis Center Flood is 279 New Golf, requesting right deviation for weather.
And, there's a little weather out there today.
The right course is approved. Maintain flight level 220 and Papa Victor Bravo when able.
And
right of course, maintain 220, Papa Victor Bravo when able, 9 and golf.
And this is going to be, it's just so nice to see everybody, and it's such a human thing. really big shout out to the FAA controllers who helped to get us on our merry way, and actually the ground folks. We had some of the folks in one of the convertible VWs come up, and they got on the radio and helped to get us a clearance to get out. So it was really nice to have the way everybody pulled together and helped us to make it back so we could get Mark on his merry way back to Sacramento.
Yep.
Where he's going to be thinking hard about how he can do more flying.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So for my shout-outs, I definitely want to shout-out to the rest of my team. It was again, great to hook up with them. We had a great time. First and foremost, the mayor of Camp Bacon, Larry Overstreet, you are a gentleman.
We all love you, Larry. We really do.
Big time. Camp Bacon wouldn't be the same without you driving the ship. Bart, with AirPigs, amazing job. Camp Bacon is properly named, and it's growing and growing, and we love it. As far as that, I think that's pretty much it. So with that, I think we can go ahead and sign off.
Center Flatus 279 November Golf.
Eventually.
Flatus 99 November Golf, go ahead.
Yeah, I forgot to tell
you. I think we can talk over these guys.
Just to adjust my flight plan, number of people on board is 2, and I had 3. One of the people did not get on when I picked up at Phillips.
79 November Golf, Roger. I'll show that. Thanks.
I'll just have John edit that out. So with that, we'll just wrap it up, and as John always says, make left traffic.
They're cleared for the option.
And we'll talk to you guys soon.